society today, the occurrence of respect and manners may seem to have gone out of the window. But what if you want to teach your children to be respectful members of the community? We want to take a look at what the Bible says about respect on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We had a listener write in with the following question regarding teaching manners to our children. How can I teach my children good manners? It seems etiquette has become a thing of the past, both for children and adults. This is something I'm determined to instill in my kids, but I can see that it won't be easy. How do I teach them to treat people respectfully when the rest of the culture seems to care less and less for the feelings, sensibilities, and rights of others? Manners and etiquette are an aspect of man-made custom and tradition. This can be a good thing or a bad thing. It all depends on the extent to which the culture in question is founded upon and consistent with biblical values and sensibilities. Modern-day Western culture is drifting away from its Christian roots at an increasingly rapid rate. This is at least part of the problem you're facing. The problem isn't new, nor is it unique to the 21st century. Genuine Christianity has always been countercultural. Real disciples of Jesus have always been out of step with the rest of society in some important ways. Christ himself frequently came into conflict with the human traditions of his day. If we sincerely want to follow him, we should expect to find ourselves swimming upstream against societal expectations and norms on a pretty regular basis. For the believer, it all comes down to the golden rule and the great commandment. Just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. Luke 6 and Matthew 7. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22. The Apostle Paul says it like this. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. That's Romans 13. It's love that shows us how to treat other people. This is the key to the Christian understanding of manners. Love is patient and kind. It does not behave rudely. Nor is it self-seeking, 1 Corinthians 13. Love manifests itself as respect and courtesy towards others. It's characterized by genuine affection and an eagerness to give first place to the needs and concerns of one's neighbor, Romans 12. It looks out not only for its own interests, but also for the interests of others, Philippians 2. It steers clear of anything that might offend or cause someone else to stumble, Romans 14. Practically speaking, this love and respect can find expression in an almost unlimited number of ways. Everything depends on the situation and the attitudes and expectations of the person on the receiving end. If Grandma expects Johnny to keep his napkin on his lap and his elbows off the table, Johnny should be taught to comply. If your neighbor is in the habit of asking visitors to remove their shoes before coming inside, you and your family ought to abide by his wishes. It's all a matter of putting other people first. How do you teach your kids to implement these principles in everyday life? The answer is simple. You model this kind of behavior yourself. Kindness, good manners, and respectful treatment of others are best instilled in young minds by means of consistent example. They are caught rather than taught. If you want your kids to be Christ-like in their interactions with people around them, be Christ-like yourself. And remember that you can't begin too early and that the best place to start is at home. If you feel as though you'd like some outside guidance on this topic, please feel free to call our counseling department to speak to a trained counselor who can help. That number to call is 031-716-3300. Remember that genuine Christianity has always been countercultural and that you don't have to go along with the current societal norms. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.